Unit 7, Lesson 7A, Exercises 4 and 7. Speaker 1.
I was terribly nervous when I took my test the first time. In fact, I wasn't a bad driver, but with the examiner in the car, I started to make a lot of mistakes that I didn't usually make. About 5 minutes into the test, I wanted to slow down, but I got the wrong pedal. Instead of the brake, I put my foot on the accelerator, just as I was coming to a busy crossroads. I couldn't stop in time, but fortunately there was a gap in the traffic, so I didn't actually crash into anything. The funny thing was, the examiner didn't call a halt to the test straight away. He let me drive on for a few minutes and then asked me to park in a quiet side road. Then he told me that I'd failed. Of course, I wasn't exactly surprised.
Speaker 2.
I was so unlucky. The test went very well, and as we got near the end, I was sure I was going to pass. Then the examiner asked me to park. We pulled into a lay-by where there were a few cars already parked. There was a huge space between two cars, so I thought it wasn't going to be a problem. But the first time I tried it, I ended up about a metre away from the pavement. I had another attempt, and this time I did the opposite. I was too close. The car made a terrible noise as the wheel hit the edge of the curb. I tried to move forwards again, but the engine cut out. I didn't realise at first and kept pressing the accelerator, wondering why nothing was happening. What a disaster. I failed, of course.
Speaker 3.
I think I took my test too early, really. I just wasn't ready. Anyway, it started quite well, but then it all went wrong as I approached a T-junction. I was in fourth gear, and I wanted to put the car into third as I slowed down. Unfortunately, I forgot to put the clutch down. The car made a horrific noise, metal against metal, and I couldn't get it into third. I shot a glance at the examiner, who was making a face. He looked like he was in pain. After that, I made lots of other mistakes, and wasn't surprised when he told me I'd failed.
Speaker 4.
I had a bit of a nightmare with my driving test. I was going along a narrow side street with parked cars on either side when I saw a lorry coming the other way. I came to a halt and looked at the examiner because I didn't know what to do. She told me to back into a parking space so the lorry could pass, but the parking space was about 100 metres behind me. It took ages because I was really worried about hitting the wing mirrors of the parked cars as I went backwards. Anyway, I made it and I carried on with the test and passed.
Speaker 5.
I sat my test in autumn and it was quite a windy day. About halfway through the test, I was driving along a dual carriageway with trees along the side. The examiner asked me to turn left, so I looked in my mirrors. At that moment, a big leaf landed on the glass right in front of my face. For some reason, I thought it was a bird or a huge insect. I gave a shriek and braked sharply. The examiner was shocked too, but because of my reaction, not because of the leaf. So, anyway, I thought I'd recovered well because I didn't miss the turning, but unfortunately, in my panic, I'd forgotten to use my indicator, so I failed the test.
Speaker 6.
I was pretty confident when I took my test. I'd had quite a few driving lessons, and also my mum had taken me out to practice lots of times, so I could handle the car very well. Everything went smoothly, including the difficult bits, like reversing around a corner. Then, when we got to the end of the test, the examiner told me I'd failed. Oh, I was shocked. He then explained that it was because of what I'd done near a level crossing. Apparently, the car in front had started to slow down, and I should have done the same. But instead, I accelerated to go past the car to make a left turn just before the crossing. Maybe I was too confident.